नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
वैखारिका
विकुर्वाना मनस
तत्त्वम्
अजायत
यत्
यत्
संकल्प
संकल्प
विकल्पाभ्याम्
वर्तते
काम
संभवः।
वैकारिकाद्
विकुर्वाना
वैकारिकाद्
विकुर्वाना
मनस्तत्त्वमजायत
मनस्तत्त्वमजायत मनस्तत्त्वमजायत
यत्संकल्प विकल्पाभ्याम्
यत्संकल्प विकल्पाभ्याम्
वर्तते काम संभवः
वर्तते काम संभवः।
From the false ego of goodness, another transformation takes place. From this evolves the mind, whose thoughts and reflections give rise to desire.
Vaikarikad vikarmana manastattam ajayata dasankalpa vikalpas bham vartati kama sambhava. So, this mind is material because it is the product of transformation of the modes of goodness. Then, gradually, being contaminated by different kinds of material desires, it becomes degraded. Kamayesha krodhayesha rajaguna samudbhavam. When it is deteriorated, then from the standard of goodness it comes to rajaguna. And rajaguna means lusty desires, unending desires. Then if desires are not fulfilled, then there is krodha, anger. In this way, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, everything becomes very prominent and we become servant of these propensities, kaam, krodh, moha, matsarya, mada, lobha. This is called illusion, gradually degraded mind. And the business of the mind is sankalpa and vikalpa. Sankalpa means decide to do something, and vikalpa means again to reject it. That is the business of mind. Everyone desires the peacefulness of mind, but the material mind, the nature is sankalpa and vikalpa, restlessness. You cannot fix up. So if you can control the senses by the yogic, mystic yogic process, this mechanical endeavor, how to control the mind, then you can again be placed in the original spiritual status. That is the yoga system. The yoga system is recommended to persons whose mind is very restless. Everyone's mind is restless. Not a particular man's mind is restless. Everyone's. But it is very difficult also to bring the mind into peaceful status. So long the desires are there, it is not possible to bring the mind in complete peace and tranquility. It is not possible. Because the saṅkalpa vikalpa vartate kāma sambhava. So long there is desire, so it is not possible to bring the mind under control. Therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Kaviraj Goswami, that even the pious actors, those who are acting very piously, those who are acting impiously, sinfully, there is no question of peace of the mind, that is not possible. Even those who are acting very piously, that is also not possible. You cannot control even the mind in that way. Then, those who are desiring to stop these material activities completely, pious or impious, they also cannot control the mind. And then the yogis, the first group who are interested in pious activities, they are kurmis. And those who are neither interested in pious activities or impious activities, they want to stop all kinds of activities, just like the Buddha philosophy says, nirvana. Stop the activities of the mind or desires. On that status also it is not possible to control the mind. Meditation. And with Mukti Kami and then Siddhi Kami, the yogis, they also cannot control the mind. What to speak of ordinary man who are neither interested in pious activities or in mukti or yogic perfection. So when Krishna advised Arjuna to practice yoga for controlling the mind, in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna refused. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, you are advising me to control the mind by practicing yoga, but I have no such opportunity. Because I am a family man, I am also a politician, royal family. I have to see things, administration of the kingdom. And besides that, in family life, I have to seek for my material interest. So how it is possible for me to control the mind?" So he flatly said, "Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramathi balabhadram. Tasyaham nigrahang manne vayureva sudhuskara." My dear Krishna, I think the mind is very, very restless, chanchala, nakrishna, pramati, as madman. As madman is always restless. And very strong. I want to control the mind, but that does not come under control. So this is the position. Therefore, you are asking me to control the mind. Tasya aham nigrahang manne vayureva sudhuskara. I think it is more difficult than controlling the wind. Suppose there is very strong wind, and if you want to stop it, it is not possible. There is cyclone. Similarly, Arjuna has compared the mind with the speed of cyclone, how it is to be controlled. So completely denied. But Krishna said, just to encourage Arjuna, that he should not be disappointed because he could not control the mind. But still, because his mind was always engaged in the lotus feet of Krishna, he is the best of all the yogis. Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati jumang sami yuktatamo. He encouraged Arjuna that don't be disappointed, because your mind is always engaged in me. Arjuna might be anything, but he was always thinking of Krishna. He was always associating with Krishna. He did not know anything else Krishna. That is the position of first-class yogi. Otherwise, if you try to control the mind from kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, that is not possible. You have to change the position of such activities. Narottam Das Thakur, here it is said that kama sambhava. Kama, kama means desire. The mind is restless, always desiring. So the best policy to control the mind is to desire how to spread Krishna consciousness. This is the best. Kama Krishna Karmarpane, Narottam Das Thakur has said, that you cannot be free from desire. That is not possible. This is useless at all. They say that you become desireless. No, that is not possible. How can I? If I become desireless, I become dead. So long I am living entity, I must desire. I cannot check it. Therefore, kama means desire. So, at the present moment we are desiring how to become happy in this material world, how to acquire so much money, how to acquire this, how to acquire this, how to get this, how to get that. This is kama. So this brain taxation, if you engage in Krishna's service, how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to convince people about Krishna, how to take them to the Krishna's desire, sarvadharman parityajan, in this way, if you go on making plan for spreading Krishna consciousness, then your mind is controlled. You cannot stop desire. That is not possible. The kama sambhava, sankalpa vikalma, vikalpa vyam, vartate kama sambhava. This is the mind position. I am desiring something, and if it is not very palatable, then I reject it. I accept another desire. This is, you cannot keep the mind vacant even for a single moment. Nobody has got this experience, the mind is vacant. If by force we are trying to do that, it is simply laboring. It is not possible. Just like to concentrate one's mind in the vacant. Klesha adhikataraste sam abhaktya sakta cetasam. Kesa, klesa adhikatarastesa. Impersonal and void. If you want to engage your mind in the impersonality or voidness or variegatedness, it is simply very, very difficult. The best easy way of controlling the mind, because Krishna has said that yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jo mam. This is the way. Anyone who is making plan, the plan making, kama sambhava means plan making. You see, the whole world, the big politicians in our government, central government, there is a planning commission. Perhaps everyone knows, you know it, planning commission. For the last 20 years, then making simply plans, and no plan has become successful. Every plan is unsuccessful, and the result is 8 rupees kilo rice, your staple food. The plan has come successfully to bring rice 8 rupees per kilo. That is not possible. So long the you are materially affected and making plan how to get out of it. The material nature is so strong that it will baffle all your plans, and therefore you have to remain perpetually restless. One plan you make and it is baffled by the material nature, stringent laws of nature. And at last, making plan, one day the time comes and immediately orders, please vacate your presidency, your prime ministership. Although I am trying to make plans, successful plans, up to the point of death, pralayanta, asuric plan, up to the end of life. And then he entrusts. He says, my dear son, my dear daughter, I could not fulfill this plan, so you do it. Now I hand it over to you. And the son also going on making plan. It will never be fulfilled. That is the verdict of the Shastra, durashayaje bahirarthamanina. Durashaya. It is impossible. Therefore this sankalpa vikalpa, accepting some plan and rejecting again, this is going on perpetually. It is never fulfilled. Neither it will be fulfilled at any time. And for making this plan, sankalpa, vikalpa, perpetually, I am giving up one kind of body, I am accepting another body, I am giving up the residence of one planet, I am going to the heavenly planet. Urdhanga chanti sattva sva, madhe tishthanti rajasa, jaganna gunavrittinta sva, adhoga chanti tamasa. Plan in the modes of goodness and passion, in ignorance. So different plans, different kinds of body, different residential quarter in different planets, different. We have got experience even in Bombay. If one body is living here in Bombay for 50 years, how many plans he has had made, and how many apartments he has changed, and still the plan-making business is going on. Everyone has got this experience. It is not very difficult. So, as it is going on in this life, in this span of life, Similarly, it is going on life after life, this plant-making business. So, the intelligent person, they should understand how to stop this unlimited plant-making business. Still, there is no solution. That is called Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. That is life. Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. When one is inquisitive to know the broader plan, Brahma plan. Brahma means the biggest. Brihatya, the biggest. The biggest plan. Anyone wants to understand, becomes inquisitive, then his life, real life begins. Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. So, where from Brahma Jigyasa? Brahma Jigyasa, this is the ordinary Jigyasa inquiry. What is the price of rice today, or what is the situation of strike, what is the situation of this, that you can ask from the newspaper or from anyone friend. But so far, Brahma Jigyasa, inquiry of Brahma, then where shall you inquire? Will you go to the exchange market or in the other market? No. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. Sa gurumeva abhigacchet. That is the injunction of the Vedas, that you must find out Guru. Samitpani sutriyam brahmanistham. Guru means brahmanistham. Brahmanistham, that is the Guru's qualification. And sutriyam, one who has heard from the disciplic succession. He is Guru, not anyone, magician, no. Guru as Krishna said, Krishna is the original Guru. He is Brahma's Guru. Then who can be better Guru than Krishna? Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavaya. He instructed Brahma. Brahma instructed Narad. And Narad instructed Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva has given us so many literature. This is called parampara system. Vedavyas. Vyasadeva has given us four Vedas, Sam, Yajurik, Atharva. Then explained them in 108 Puranas. Then again he has summarized them in Vedanta Sutra. Then again he has explained the Vedanta Sutra by Srimada Bhagavatam. Brahma Sutra Bhasaya. In every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find this statement by Vyasa, Brahma Sutra Bhashya. Brahma Sutra Bhashya is not that Shankar's Bhashya, Sharirak Bhashya. That is artificial. Here the Brahma Sutra Bhashya. Brahma Sutra is written by Vyasa, and because he knew that in future, so many rascals will misinterpret this Brahma Sutra. Therefore, he compiled personally the Bhashya of Brahma Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhashyam Brahma Sutra Naam Vedartha Paribhinhitam. The meaning of the Vedas is completely described. And it is the original comment on Brahma Sutra. Therefore, you see, Srimad Bhagavatam begins from the words of Brahma Sutra. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, as it is said in the Brahma Sutra, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. The Bhagavat says, the Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. The living entity's only business is to inquire about the Absolute Truth. Na jasteha karma bhi, No other business. Dharmartha kamo mokha. So, dharma, generally people think that becoming religious, we shall be economically devoted. Dharma, artha, we shall get artha. We shall be, that is, automatically it comes if you are actually following the religious principle, artha will come. There is no doubt. But we do not know what is dharma. That is the difficulty. That you have to learn from Krishna. Athāta brahma jigyāsa, from the Guru. And what Guru says, Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam. This is dharma. Anything else, there is all cheating. Dharma prodhita koitava atra. Koitava. Koitava means cheating. And Siddhartha Swami says, this mokha is also another cheating. Mokha is another, I shall make me void. I shall finish my existence, individual existence, I shall merge into the existence of the Absolute. This conception, mokha, mukti, is also commented by Siddhartha Swami. This is another cheating. Another cheating. Because there cannot be moksha. You cannot become one with the Supreme. How it can be? As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, mamai vāṅsa jīva bhūta jīva loke sanātana. Sanātana. You are part and parcel of the Supreme. How you can become one? So this kind of attempt is also cheating. You cannot become one. Because eternally, sanātana, eternally you are different. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that myself, my dear Arjuna, yourself and all the soldiers and kings who have assembled in this battlefield, they were the same individual in the past and they are individual now and they will continue to remain individual. So where there is oneness? In the past, present, future, the individuality is there. So it is a concoction to finish the individuality. It is called spiritual suicide. Just like if a man becomes disappointed and he cuts his own throat or hangs him somewhere or other, eats some poison to finish, does it mean that he is finished? Nahannate annamane sarire. He is a rascal. He does not know by finishing this body he is finished. No, that is not possible. The result is because he violated the rules of nature, he becomes a ghost. That is his life. One who commits suicide, he becomes a ghost. Ghost means he does not get this material body. He remains in the subtle body, mind, intelligence. Therefore, ghost can go because he is in the mind. Mind speed is very strong. If you have got this material body, you cannot go immediately 100 miles off. But if you are in the mental body, you can go immediately, 1,000 miles immediately. Within a second. So the ghost, they can play something wonderful because, but they are not happy because they have no gross body. They want to enjoy. He's materialist. He has committed suicide for some material want. So he is in want of material, fulfilling material desire. He could not fulfill in this body, therefore commits suicide. But the desire is there. The desire is there and he cannot fulfill it, he becomes perplexed. Therefore the ghosts create disturbance sometimes. in this way, desires cannot be finished. That is not possible. Kama sambhava. It is not possible. Therefore, the best thing is to fix up your mind in Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. Then you will be happy. The mind always engaged in Krishna's business, planning how to satisfy Krishna. That you are required. That is intelligence. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto Him. When Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇaṁ braja, He does not say only to Arjuna. He says to everyone. So that is Krishna's desire. And if you want to serve Krishna, to fulfill His desire, that means you canvassed everyone to surrender to Krishna. This is preaching. Krishna wants it. It is declared. So your business is to satisfy Krishna. So do it. Why didn't you do it? Why you are aspiring after mukti, siddhi, and bhukti? These are all personal. Anyone who is executing pious activities, acquiring punya, what is the result? Punya means he will go to the heavenly planet. That is sense gratification. Heavenly planet, you go to the heavenly planet, you live for many thousands of years, many millions of years, and get the association of apsaras, very nice standard of life, and so on, so on. These are all personal comforts. Bhukti, a better standard of material enjoyment. To go to the heavenly planet means a better standard of thousand times better, thousand millions times better than this planet. As you go up and up, this is Bhulok, then Bhuvarlok, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, so many lokas. Urdhanga Chanti, Satta Swa. If you increase your modes of goodness, then you gradually promote it, more and more comfortable situation. If you go to the Siddhalok, immediately you become a perfect yogi. The yogis are trying to get some power, material power. Anima Lakhima Prapti Siddhi. If one gets this Prapti, Prapti Siddhi means whatever he likes he can get immediately. That is God. And people become after him. Oh, here is God. He is creating Rasagulla. Yes, one yogi in Banaras, anyone who would come to him, immediately he'll present two rasagulla. In a pot he'll give, and immediately rasagulla will be there. And big, big men, they become surprised. Oh, here is God. He does not say, what is the price of this rasagulla? Say, 4 anas. So by jugglery of 4 anas, he become God. This is going on. This askeldom is going on. By jugglery of 4 anas, 8 anas, or 400, or 4,000, if one can make some jugglery, then he becomes God. This is foolishness. This is going on. Therefore, Krishna says that this kind of yoga practice is simply cheating. The first-class yogi is he. Yoginam api sarvesam madgatam tarasam. One is thinking of all is Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He is first-class yogi. And they are all cheaters. Some foolish people are cheated by this yogic jugglery. And he gets some position, some material position. So material positions, there are many. Even a politician, if he talks, many millions people gather to hear him. But what is the benefit of such hearing? first of all we have to see what is the benefit. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu. If you are interested of hearing lectures, then Shastra says that hear of Vishnu, not of any Raskan. Hear from Vishnu, then you'll be benefited. Otherwise, you'll not be benefited. Avaishnava Guru na sasyat. This is the injunction of the Shastra. One who is Avaishnava, he cannot become Guru. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharat. A Brahman, and he is very expert in satkarma. Satkarma means six kinds of occupational duties. What is that? Pathan. A Brahman must be very, very learned scholar by reading Vedic literature. And pathan, and teach others of the Vedic literature. Therefore, it was the custom of the Brahmana. They would not accept anyone's service. They will sit down anywhere and open a school for teaching Vedic literature. Pathan, pathan. He would personally become learned and he will teach others. And the students, they will go from door to brahmachari, door to door, for begging, Mother, give me some alms. And they will give, because their students are there in the Gurukul or Chatushpathi. So whatever they will bring, that will be cooked and offered to Krishna, and the prasadam will be distributed among themselves. This was the process. Not 20 rupees fee and give some bribe to enter into the school, and that is also all rascal education. No. First class education without any fee from the realized soul, that was educational system. Vannasam dharma. So, we have to find out such guru, Vaishnava. Shastra says, satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharada. Not only expert in six kinds of occupation, patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigraha, but mantra tantra visharada, Vedic mantra and tantra, everything he knows perfectly well. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra avaishnava mukha guru na sasya. But if he has got one disqualification, he is faithless. He does not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Vishnu. He is believer in other demigods, in other process. Even Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, the best of all the demigods, then he becomes Avaishnava. Just like Ravan. Ravan was very learned scholar, son of a Brahmana, very good scholar, and economically developed, but only fault was Avaishnava. He did not care for Ravan. So he is designated as Rakshasa. A Vaishnava who is not devotee of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God, Guru na sasya, he cannot become Guru. That is not possible. And sat Vaishnava sapacha Guru. Sapacha means the dog eaters, the lowest of the mankind, dog eaters, chandal. Tanjalapi is a sreshtha, Hari Bhakti Parayana. If somehow or other he has become Vaishnava, then he can become Guru. Not this Brahmana, Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada, because that one disqualification is there, that he is not a Vaishnava. He cannot become guru. But a person born in the lowest of the human society, papujoni, which is called papujoni, manghi partha vipasritya, jepisu papujona. Krishna says that anyone who takes shelter of me, even he belongs to the papujoni. Papujoni means the chandala, less than the Shudras. Sriya Vaishya Tatha Shudra, again he mentions, Te Vijanti Parangati. So they are eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead. There are so many instances. Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pukkasa Abhira Sumbha Javanakha Sadaya. Jinne Chuppapa. Lower than them is still more sinful. Shuddhanti. They can be purified. Prabha Vishname Nama, if he becomes a Vaishnava. So, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi is Naruki Buddhi. One should not consider Vaishnava where he is born of low family, he is not born of Brahmin family. This kinds of consideration is Naruki Buddhi. So there are many instances. Sri Sanatana Goswami says that avaishnava mukhat girna puta hari kathamritam savanam na kartabham. If a avaishnava, if a mayavadi, he speaks about Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, one should not hear it. He should avoid it because it will create some misimpression. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden strongly, mayavadi bhasya sunile hoye sarbonash. If one hears from a mayavadi about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then that person is doomed. So this is therefore tadvijnanartham sa grumeva vigacchet. This injunction means one should approach a Vaishnava to accept him as guru and then take lessons from him and make his life successful. Thank you very much.